Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Regretsville. I'm Jesse Jollis.
I'm Tracy Soren. Together we're Soren and Jollis. And this is Regretsville.
And sometimes you might be skipping down the block.
Every time.
You see a seagull. Yeah, a block. You see a seagull and you go, why is there a seagull? Is there a french fry nearby? Is there a Thrasher's?
Is there a french fry? I'd like a french fry.
And then you go, let me look back. Let me see what's happening. You know what? I got regrets because that was just a seagull doing his thing. And I don't know why I made a big deal about
it. And you judged the seagull.
And why? For who?
For who?
Who told me to?
Now I want fries. So thank you for that.
And you know, Thrasher's, they do the vinegar on the fries.
Wait. Oh, Thrasher's is a
Thrasher's.
Sorry. We didn't. Yeah. Thrasher's.
Oh, yeah.
That was from Maryland. Yes.
Okay,
Maryland?
That's a Delaware,
Beach.
Maryland
Beach
thing.
I saw it.
That's,
yeah.
Thank you. Anywho, and we are not alone today.
Mm-mm.
We would be just a line if not for our third with a triangle. We would be just two women on a boat with no oars.
Yeah, we'd be two women sitting on the same side of the table.
It would be embarrassing.
You know, elbow to elbow.
Elbow to elbow. We are so lucky and happy to be joined by Sarah Smallwood Parsons. She is a writer, comedian in NYC. You can catch her live the third Thursday of the month at UCB East.
Monday.
Stop it.
You did it. No, it's alliteration. You did an alliteration. That's why. That's why it was in your head.
What did I say?
Third Thursday. It's the third Monday.
I wrote Thursday.
But if you want to come on Thursday, I'll come with you. There's some great shows
so
Thursday nights.
You know what? I'm angry. Am I still going?
Yes.
Honestly, we're all just still thinking about that seagull and why.
I know why you did it. It was THTH. Anyway, keep going.
You know what? It doesn't matter. The point is, it's the character welcome show. Characters welcome. And her web series, Fucking. What a title.
Yeah.
So catchy.
Thank
you're,
you so much.
You're
feels
bringing
good to
them
say.
In. You know what I mean? Has a season two coming out at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen season one,
you gotta watch
it. What are you
it.
Fucking doing?
Type in fucking into YouTube, but then please also type my name, Sarah Smallwood Parsons, or you'll never find it.
A lot will come
up.
Yes. A lot of
not safe for work.
A lot of
great videos. Yeah.
A lot of great videos. Content. It's all about that content.
And this
baby.
One I would say is not so safe for work.
There's no nudity in it. I will say,
but if someone walks past you,
if someone walks past you, you will be fired.
Yes.
And YouTube keeps pulling it off, and I keep fighting it.
Shut
wow.
your
what
face.
About Vimeo?
They pull it off.
YouTube pulls it off. I could put it on Vimeo, but I'm very spiteful, and I want to fight YouTube
that.
On it. There's no nudity in it. It's not violent.
Right.
They don't even really talk about
there's
sex in it.
No,
it
so
just
much
takes
more horrible
place
shit.
During sex. Honestly, yeah. So
you're going to tell me?
Do they still give you the views? They don't take those, do they?
One was just permanently removed.
Wait, I don't understand.
Episode 3 has been permanently removed.
This
why?
Is some bullshit. This
I
is
know.
Some, like,
it's art.
Pure,
this is
it's
my art.
Art. Wait, why?
Purity
I don't
crap.
Understand. Are you talking to the YouTube offices? Are they answering?
No, it's their policy is they say, listen, we took this off. You can make one counter argument one time in writing for why you think it should be allowed on. And normally I do that. And then they reinstate it with an age restriction. And this time they were just like, no, you're gone. They don't even give you a button to push. They're like, it's
you
over.
Can't even have an. So you're telling with an age restriction, they're still pulling you down.
Yes. Isn't
that's,
that interesting?
You could see what is in your series on ABC Family.
Oh, 100%.
What the fuck?
I'm very upset for you.
Thank you so much.
I don't like that.
I
Facebook
lost those
didn't
views.
Do anything, did they? They
no.
Okay, good.
No, Facebook.
No, not Facebook.
Facebook,
I bet,
Facebook
I bet,
loves
can you
it.
Sponsor it? Can you?
Can I sponsor? Who would sponsor? Oh, can I boost?
Yeah, that's what it is. Boost
on
it.
Facebook?
Yeah.
Sure, it's doing fine on Facebook.
Yeah.
I just YouTube, man.
No, I just.
You know
angry.
What? YouTube
I'm
is
upset.
So weird. YouTube, it's like, I don't want to go. We
anyway,
can't, we'll,
this can't go down this rabbit
we can't
hole.
Go down this
no,
road. We'll be talking about it for an hour, and then that'll be a regret.
Right?
But we want to hear your regret.
We didn't get to anything. We can't have that happen.
Oh, my God.
Lord Almighty. Well, how we like to start the show is regret of the week. We just sort of tell you what's happening, what we regret already. We warm up, we talk, we chat. And we cry if we have to.
Yeah. I mean, my regret of the week, I will say, is short and sweet this week.
All right.
But it is true. And I know that you'll relate to it. And
so
maybe
glad
you'll
you're
relate
not.
To it as well.
Listen, who knows?
If, you know, you guys, folks at home, you can't see this, but I have three pimples going down my little forehead.
They're
like
beautiful.
Very clustered.
I like how they are organized.
They are organized and
they're together.
It's like a
constellation of stars.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So this, I was on my period and it popped up and they really hurt. They were like, because it's like, you know when they're like, they were like literally triplets, they're all touching?
Yeah.
And they really hurt. And Jesse knows this, and I think maybe the viewers at home or the listeners at home, I would say, but I have a problem with not popping them.
Preach into the choir.
Okay, yes. Good. Okay, good. I didn't know.
Have you taken a video of it? Because I will watch it.
I can't watch the videos. They make me want to puke.
I
can't watch other people pop. I can only watch myself, and I like orgasm while I'm doing
it.
You
love it. Yeah.
Love it. But I have to stop because I will rip my face open, and I've had scarring, and I want to really, it's one thing where I'm like, you know, Jesse knows, but I touch without knowing I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. I will pop without knowing I'm doing it. So for these three, I was like, they're really painful. I know if I get the stuff out, it won't hurt. But I was like, Tracy, don't. I did tea tree oil, which is, I think we spoke about in the Eileen Clark episode. I put the tea tree oil on. I was like, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. I was really proud. I saw my mom and I was very proud. I showed her. I was like, I haven't picked it.
Yeah.
You know, because I, especially at home, my parents have a magnifying glass,
the mirror
thing. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, what did I do?
You went for it.
I didn't know that
didn't
I was doing
know?
It. Oh, you didn't know?
I was sitting there on the computer and I popped it and I went, fuck!
There's a name for this.
You popped it.
Did you know there is a name for this? It's called dermatillomania.
Dermatillomania. Because I have trichotillomania and then I'm like, I think I also have dermatillomania.
I have dermatillomania.
Can I say something?
Wait, what?
That's unbelievable because your face is
so clear and your skin is very milky.
I'm wearing a wonderful amount of makeup.
Really? You look
That's
so natural.
Crazy.
Thank you so much. Did you think she was wearing no makeup?
Yes. I was like, she threw on a lip, walked
out
the door.
A lip. Guys, it's that no makeup.
Oh,
wow.
Man. That's what you got to be wearing.
My skin goes bad to good to bad to good. But yeah, dermatillomania, it's a real thing. It's stress. Yeah.
I read a lot about it because sometimes I'll say, I can't have things under my skin. Mm-hmm. I'll like lose my mind because I'll be like, but it's under my, it can't be there.
Yeah.
That's not where it's supposed to be. It should be nowhere.
What are the, I know what trichotillomania is, but I don't know what, so is it just like you're picking without knowing?
Yeah. Of like getting
it out,
you always want to fix it. That's the funniest part. You're
always trying to fix it.
My thing is, I gotta fix it.
No, it's gonna get worse. Yeah. It's like you never learn.
You never learn.
There's like three levels of it. One is picking things that are like visibly there, like scabs or acne.
Okay.
Yes.
One is picking just any kind of raised skin, and then one is picking when there's nothing there to pick. I've researched this quite a bit.
Wow.
I have as well.
Wow.
I watched a weird YouTube video, speaking of YouTube, that was supposedly a meditation, like where I was like hitting my face with this woman
and to make you not pick.
Yeah, it was like a thing about not, it was, I used to have, my face was so bad 2 years ago. I was on this medication and I had never had pimples, so I never had dermatillomania.
Yeah.
And then when I had them, it was like, I'm gonna actually ruin my face. I look like I had constantly chicken pox. So I watched this video, not that it really helped that much, but ultimately I was like, okay, just stop picking, you insane.
Your skin,
human.
I will say, unbelievably better.
Looks beautiful.
Thank you so much.
We're all disgusting people.
No, yeah, of course.
We know
but our
that.
Skin looks good
but
right
you
now,
two,
I think.
Thank you so much for including me in the group. You two have a very milky skin.
We do.
We're so lucky.
We're of the pale variety.
Milky of pale.
Yeah, we're
pale,
so
milky.
We're so blessed.
Yeah, but I like that, like, very, like, beautiful porcelainish type skin.
Thank Who you. Doesn't?
I never had that.
Well.
I was always like olive-y and vitiligo-y.
But you
bit.
Want what you don't have.
Exactly.
Well,
curly hair,
thing.
Straight hair.
Of course.
Pale skin.
No. Wavy knot, redhead, you know.
The beauty industry. Yes.
Oh, my. It's tearing us apart. I mean, the whole thing.
Yes.
It's never.
Well, now I got to look that up because I've been picking also, like, do you guys pick, like, if you have an ingrown hair on your leg?
Oh, yeah. I'll get
shit. Yeah. I also have my warts on my legs came back. Hey, everyone, I have warts on my legs. And I had to get them removed. A dermatologist has removed them before. And I
ice them off or laser them?
They put something in and scrape. I don't know what she did. I have a scar from my last one. And they've come back. I had it when I was 20 and now they're back.
Wow.
And
I was gone for a good long time.
Yeah, now I have three.
Okay.
So I'm like, what is happening? But I pick at those and I can't do anything about that. Mm-hmm. I need to go. My dermatologist has to get them out. Or I could go to Dr. Scholl's, whatever the fuck they. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm ripping that up. Anyway.
Guys, we're humans. That's me. We're human people. Everyone's disgusting. They all do something. That was
my regret. My regret, though, was that just that I lasted so long.
Yeah. But my thing is, and maybe this is just me, okay? This is my dermatillomania. I'm like, if I go for a pimple and I pop it, then it's not that bad because I did it. It's more bad when I can't get it and I still keep going.
Oh,
and I just
fuck up.
Because
it's like, it's just starting and it's not ready.
Right. Like, I'm like, if I get it, I'm like, I did it. I waited till it was ready.
But you still scar, though.
I don't think so.
Oh, I still scar.
If you get it out cleanly...
It depends on what type.
I think we can agree on one thing, right? Yes. You shouldn't pick your skin, right? But if I see someone walking down the street unabashedly with a whitehead on their face, I'm like, you need to go to the bathroom and you need to take care of it. Don't be proud.
I can barely look at that.
That's also the structure. I've tried one or two, and then because when I get my lip done, anyway, I feel like this has been a regret of mine before.
Actually, that's funny because my regret.
I apologize.
Is about my fingers.
Are you a cuticler?
You know I am.
Me too, girlfriend.
So,
wow. We should just go to
though?
Group therapy.
Mine are like actually really bad.
You got them done though.
See,
you get them done.
I did my own nails.
Good for you. Well, I had been getting them gel manicured and I was doing so well. They looked beautiful. I faltered for a little bit and slowly it has, I mean, I'm looking down now and I'm like, you're ripping, you're bleeding, you're
not to, you know, say you're regretting. Your nails are still way longer than they used to be. I have to give you credit.
Well, yeah, but, My hands don't look great.
Well, as a fellow cuticle picker, once you start, you're like, well, I've already ruined my whole hand. I might as well go to town.
I know. I'm like, now they're dry that it's like, you know, you're talking about raised skin. It's like I feel it. I can't stop. Oh. And then, by the way, when I go to like, I'm like, I have to go get my nails done. But when I go in, what's going to happen is it's going to be the talk of the whole salon.
The woman's going to go, oh.
Yeah, she's like, oh, what? What happened?
And you're like, can you stop?
Yeah, she's like, oh my God. Like, I got a pink one. It was like, I'm not kidding you. This woman made the biggest deal, had all of her friends come by. I was like, this is why I don't go. I went with a friend and this is why I don't go. That's shameful, though. Nobody should do that.
It's as if she thinks you're like, they're like, what happened?
And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even notice. Yeah, it's like with my mouth.
It's like your fucking hand. You know it's horrible.
And I just pick it with my, like you're talking about not knowing, like I am doing, it's so bad right now.
One thing that did somewhat help me is if you find a replacement for the feeling of what you're doing, if you get Burt's Bees, they have like a cuticle ointment.
Yeah.
I found that really helps because then you can't see any dry skin on your fingers. They just look beautiful and perfect.
Yeah.
And you can kind of replace that physicality by putting something on them. That's the only thing I found.
But is it like a, do you have to repeat? Like, how much are you putting on?
Like, keep it in your bag, and if you ever want to do it, just do something else, you know?
That is smart. I do always pick my fingers over my face. I'm like, go for the fingers.
No, but that's a good instinct because then you're not fucking up your face at least.
Exactly.
But I do wonder, I think the issue also is of this, like, mania, you know, the trickle tail or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the unconscious picking that is the the hardest one, I think, to subside.
Yeah, although, yeah. And the trickle tail is the hair. That's the hair one. I don't know if you have a hair thing.
I do not have a hair thing.
Well, it's a real hoot, and I recommend it to anybody.
Well, you transferred it, at least. You're not picking your hair as much.
No, I don't pick my hair. I mean, but sometimes, like, eyebrows, I have to be careful. Like, because I'll start, and then I like the feeling of the pain is the problem.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And to see the root. This is where I'm at right now and what I've said on this microphone.
This is like a mental health and physical health podcast.
I also think it's like three witches talking around a broom. I'm like, my warts. You're like, I have a hand and my eyes.
We're taking all of our cuticles and we're putting them in a cauldron.
Oh my God. And we're going to make something, right? Maybe a seagull.
Recording this, you know, the week before Halloween. And there you go.
Who knows what's going to happen?
So those were our regrets of the week. And it's both with picking, I guess.
God.
Who knew? And there we go.
It's October.
It is.
It's October. So we're trying to pick it all out before the winter.
Pick it all out, baby. Get it out.
Get it out.
So, Sarah, we're here to hear about you, though.
Yes. So I have a story. I brought a story. I love this story. I have been searching for a platform in order to tell this story.
Yes.
And this show could not be more perfect. Extremely excited.
Amazing.
I'm going to introduce it, but I don't want to ruin the ending. So I'm going to be very vague. One of my biggest regrets is telling someone the name of my crush.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Okay, so here's the story. You ready?
I'm excited, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a couple of years ago, I had a huge crush on this guy. I'd say for maybe like 1 or 2 years, right? I wouldn't say we knew of each other. I wouldn't say we knew each other.
Right.
I'd say the biggest hangout we ever had was we had mutual friends, and somehow I ended up 4 of us in the back of a cab, and my left ass cheek was literally on his thigh, and I could not think of one damn thing to say. So that's our biggest interaction so far. So I have a crush on this guy, and one night I'm flipping through Tinder, right? And he pops up. Mm. Oh my God. I swipe right. What happens? Oh my God, he swiped right too. We match. I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven. He messages me. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
He messages me. We start a dialogue.
You better stop
He asks me out. My crush asks me out. Wow. And he says, I want you to know this isn't just because we matched on Tinder. I've always thought you were very cute.
Wow.
I'd love to go out sometime. I said, absolutely. I cannot tell you how happy I am. Like, when does this ever happen?
No,
never. That never happened.
That's never happened
not
to me.
Not on an app.
Not to me.
Not through an app facilitation.
Not an app.
Honestly, Tinder should be giving me sponsorship. So if we're being honest, Tinder is mostly for like hoping to match with your friends that you know in real life
and can sleep
with. So we go on this date. It's a day date, which I love. We go out for coffee.
Pressure, baby.
Wonderful coffee. I'm wearing this cute little crop top and this little high-waisted skirt. I'm all dolled up. We finish coffee. He says, I'd like to get some dinner. Would you like to get some dinner? I said, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I said, I'm absolutely starving.
I'm starving. I've never had dinner in my life. What's dinner?
I'm suddenly
famished. Yeah. Literally, I had eaten an enormous lunch right before coffee. Yeah, I could squeeze in some chicken wings. Sure.
Yeah.
Please don't, just as long as this can continue.
Yeah.
So we go get dinner, and he does this is my favorite power move anyone's done on a date. Now let me say, I am fine with splitting the check. If you want to split the check on a date, go for it.
I am
a proponent of, there is this woman from the 50s inside me that is like, if a man doesn't pay on the first date, I'm not pretty,
it's,
and I'm not,
not
a woman.
The thing is, like, you've turned me off immediately.
It's so ingrained. It's not,
right?
It's not
really
my choice. My body is like, shut it down.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a gate and there's a chastity belt that comes out of nowhere and locks her up, baby.
100%.
It's not something that I think any of us are proud of, but it is that feeling of,
it's
ooh,
in there.
It's a turn off. This is the other thing, though. It's so bad.
It's also because they normally ask you out, so there's that.
Sure.
But then also, you hear about some guys that are like, yeah, and I wait till the bill comes to decide if I like her, if I want to split it or pay. So then you're like, well, honestly, to be honest, I'm so fed up with dating that I refuse to split.
Well, isn't the moment, the worst part of it is the moment the check is placed on the table.
It makes me feel sick.
It makes me feel sick to my stomach.
Sick.
Recently, I had a guy ask me on a date. He paid the check while I was in the bathroom, which I thought was great. And then I came back and I was like, thank you so much. He's like, oh, yeah, you could just Venmo me like $12.
Oh, God.
Which wasn't even half. It was like just a little bit of, I'm like, honestly.
No, that's even worse.
He's Venmo me $12.
Oh, God.
I won't.
I think it's just
and
like,
I never will. And the fact that you think I'm going to friend you on Venmo makes you a psychotic.
Honestly, I wish I could have just Alex Macked right under the floor.
Yes, of course.
Just huddled right out of there.
And the guy, what's happening?
Anyway.
I'm so sorry. Ask for the full half. Don't ask for a cheap $12.
I am a proponent of, let's trade off. I'm happy to buy your dinner tomorrow. It's just the splitting itself. It's a huge turn off.
No.
Yes.
No.
So I'm having dinner with this guy, right? We're getting towards the end of it. Okay, this is the power move.
Yeah.
The check has not come yet.
Yeah.
He stands up. He looks me in the eye and he says, I'd really like to pay for dinner if that would be okay with you.
Oh.
I mean,
yeah, because it's so,
everyone in here just
why
got
did
wet.
He stand?
Yes, it's still
to go like get the check, to go physically go up to the cashier so that I wouldn't even have to have the moment.
Oh, I love
of
it.
The check being put down
I
on the
do
table.
Love
yeah,
that.
You got yeah. You're,
also,
I'm
just
orgasming.
Like the, also just like the standing of.
Honestly, he stood. I'd
he's
like to
man.
Pay for this, but then he said, "If that's okay with you." So
I
he's also
oh,
a feminist.
And I love that, and I love that because he's giving you the right.
Yes,
and you know what?
Because I'm sure there's.
You never know when I'll decide.
Right? I'm sure there's someone out there who's like, no, I don't care if they don't need if they don't. But yeah, we're still.
Okay, so I've eaten like 1.5 chicken wings.
Yeah,
of course. He's done. He eats the rest of mine, right? He does that very nice gesture. We go outside. We're walking down a Brooklyn street. We find this like shady street lined with trees. And he's like, you know, I'm really working up the courage to kiss you. We end up kissing. He's a great kisser. We end up going to the same train, go to the L train. We're across. We're going different directions. So we're across platforms from each other. We're making cute little faces at each other.
Oh, my God.
Being funny
that
with each other.
Really
that's
out.
What I was going to say. Good for you.
I would be like.
That's a performer.
I would be like, I'm going to go stand on the other
I would.
I would literally turn my back because like I'm not I can't wait. I couldn't. I can't do that.
I feel exactly. Yes. Oh, I
was.
With you.
I don't know.
I
was like.
You.
I was like hiding behind little like, poles
sexy.
And stuff. It was like. Oh, it was so cute.
Yeah.
And we're both funny, so it's funny. And yeah. He rides away, and I'm like, that was
the best. Yeah.
One of the best dates I've ever like. Wow. Power to this
and
guy. One of the best dates I've ever
and
been
And he's funny,
on.
Which I'm not going to say if he does comedy.
He's funny.
But wow, a comedy guy who had a charming date.
So I have this great date right with this person I've had a crush on.
For years.
For, what's yeah. a year? It's embarrassing. It's and I mean, I wasn't like writing on my binder, no. Mr. and Mrs. Whatever. I had an adult crush
yes,
on this person.
Yes.
On the idea of him because I didn't even
legal.
Know him.
Absolutely legal.
So I'm walking away. I get off the subway, right? Yeah. I'm walking away. And what happens? My dad calls me on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Says, hey, how are you doing? How's your day? And I'm like, you know, my date's going so well. And something you should know about me is I tell everybody everything.
Yeah,
I have no
course.
Secrets. Even my dad, I tell about my dating life. I tell
yeah.
him what I
yeah.
did. I said, you know, I just went on the best date with this comedian.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, that's nice. What was his name?
Yeah.
And not thinking, I just, you know, told him his
yeah.
name. And he was like, oh, that's interesting. Cool. We hang up. I go home. I'm still living the life. I wake up the next day. I go to my office job at the time. And I get a notification on my phone, a Facebook notification.
No, wait. Okay.
And I see it in the notifications page, and it's not really registering because I see my father's name, but then I see it looks like the guy, the date I went on photo.
Are you kidding?
No.
So I go, what is happening?
Wait. What?
So I click on the notification. My father doesn't understand how Facebook works, okay? He has Googled this comedian.
Oh!
He has tried to send me a private message.
Oh my God, I could die.
And instead has posted a photo of this guy
oh my God.
On my Facebook wall.
Oh my God.
With the caption, this guy looks just like me.
Oh my God.
To make matters worse, when Googling him, one of the top photos on the internet of this person happens to be the main photo he used on his Tinder. So it looks as if I took a photo from his Tinder and sent it to my father after our first date. I delete it so fast.
Good. Yeah.
I delete it so fast.
Was he tagged in it?
No, but we have what we're in this comedy community. We
right,
have what 800
right.
mutual friends. Like somebody saw it.
Okay,
you know?
All right. But did they take a screen grab and did it ever really exist?
This is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you so much. Your dad
guys,
says that it looks like him.
I'm telling
oh,
you,
my
I've
God.
Been waiting for a platform.
Oh, my
P.S. God. Looks nothing like him.
Yeah,
it's like I
can't. Not a bit like him.
It's like
so,
Dad, I already said I was attracted to him.
Yeah.
Oh, so I delete it. Right.
Well,
very
yeah.
quickly.
Yes.
I text my dad. Oh my God, how did you? Dare you, blah, blah, blah. The thing with me and my dad and I is we're criers. So we,
yeah.
anytime we meet up, he'll tell me he's proud of me and I'll start crying and he'll start crying and then we're just
yeah,
crying
yeah.
in a public place.
Oh my God.
I can't stay mad at him for 2 seconds.
No.
He's in tears.
No.
He's so sorry. He sincerely didn't understand.
Of
he's
course.
A dad.
Of course.
So I hang up. I hang up angry. I call him back immediately. You're my father. I care about you
yeah.
way more than
yeah.
any dude I just went on a
yeah.
date
yeah.
with. But I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, I have to tell this guy, right? He's a comedian. On our date, we had been talking about our parents and social media. But this little part of me is like, I don't think they'll believe me. And
yeah.
and my female network at work is like, you can't say a thing.
No,
you deleted
cannot.
It fast. You
yes.
just got to roll with it.
I agree.
Right?
Take that to the grave.
You got to roll with it.
Great. I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Bury me
agree.
In
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I'll never say.
No, unless you get married to this guy and you're like, guess what? But other than that.
Oh, a great wedding story.
And by the way, that's like 50th anniversary.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's like we've made it far. And I'm like, here's a fun tidbit in
here's
front of our
thing.
Children.
Never went on a date again. And he moved to LA, I want to say about a month later. I don't want to say it's related, but.
Wait,
you never went on a date again?
What happened?
To this day, I have no idea if he saw it.
So listen, if we know him.
Wait, did you ever
and you're
speak
listening
to
this
him?
Podcast, we have to know why.
He. I didn't hear from him for about a week, so I thought either he saw it and is incredibly freaked out or just not interested. I think he reached back out to me and he said, sorry, I just got my wisdom teeth out. That's why I haven't called you. I said, okay. Tried to schedule a second date, kind of just like fell through. It never happened.
And then he moved.
And then he
so
ended
then
up
he
moving
was
to
like,
LA.
This is the thing.
Sorry. I'm sorry to be doing this. My brain is scanning everybody who moved to LA in my head. I'm sorry. I'm
you like, got to tell
LA. Who moved to LA? Who
well, here's LA? The thing. Normally, yeah. I wouldn't want to give like clues about. I'm not going to say this person's name, but like
they don't
come off badly in this story whatsoever.
No. Good. They sound like a gentleman until the point of like, this is what I don't understand about dating.
Gentleman with no return.
You guys can. I know I've been coupled up for a while, but like, if you have a good date.
Yes.
And then you think it's a good date. Ugh. And then you're in the same community. Wouldn't you think to say, listen, I just feel like maybe this is more of a friend thing for me? Or did he think because he was moving to LA, he could just fucking disappear?
This is the thing.
How does that work?
How could you not confront him now even?
Well, I saw him recently, actually, and I was like, I want to talk.
Because you made out, right?
We did make out, yeah. See, I don't necessarily know if he did anything wrong, because I'd say
I don't think wrong. I'm not like, oh, he's a fucking piece of shit. No, I'm just saying, like, what's the etiquette?
We tried
to schedule a second date, and I believe I was like, okay, how about this day? And he was like, yeah, I could meet at Wednesday. I think it was at like 11:30 p.m.
Oh,
and I was like,
I'm
a lady.
Yeah.
That's like, you remember when you stood and asked me if I was comfortable with you. That happened to me too, though.
Yeah.
I went on like one of the best first dates of my life, lasted like 6 hours.
Yes.
And then, we texted for 2 weeks as buddies do. And then he just never asked me out again.
Yeah. That's the thing I think too, is in that situation, I was like, I feel like you give a little and then you sit back and you wait to see
if you gotta get that balance.
So it's like, want to go out again? Sure. This day doesn't work. You wait for them to reciprocate.
Right.
If they don't, then it's just, you know,
because like
you
person.
Always gotta tell yourself, if they want it to happen, they'll make it happen. If you want it to happen, you make it happen.
I think the person you should be wanted. You should be,
yes.
It should be that they can't stay away from
yeah.
you. Or
yeah.
there's just a billion people on the planet.
Or there's just a billion and you're one in a million. And to be honest, you weren't even that shiny a dime. And you know what? I don't need you.
Yeah.
I just think it's interesting. I understand more so of like, a random Tinder match.
Sure.
But I think the difference where I'm sort of struggling with here is like, you're in the same community. The point of why this is even more embarrassing is because any of us could have seen it.
Listen, this is really embarrassing, and I want you to understand that.
You know, why this is what your dad did, you know, very, very in a mistake, and I wouldn't be surprised if any of our fathers made
this
that mistake.
This is the thing, though.
Why are you becoming the girl from the ring?
My default. But I would just be like, what was it? What happened? Did you just either like lose interest, get busy with other things? Or did you see this picture and you were literally, quote, so freaked out you couldn't talk about it, you loser?
I doubt anyone saw it. Now it's just a great story that I get to have.
Thank God.
It's my best story for sure. And I'm so glad that I got to tell it
of
on
course.
Here today.
We love it.
I imagine it was that he was about to move to LA and who's going to get... You know,
yeah, but
who's gonna worry about dating when
like,
you're moving to LA?
Why wouldn't you say that?
Then
I have no.
Maybe it was like a quick LA. Maybe it was like a boom boom LA. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like in our community, it's like I'm living here. I have a full time job, and then the next day they're in LA, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, so maybe when he asked you out on the first date, it's like, oh, he didn't think he'd be in LA, and then he was.
Did he get a job there, or did he just move
there? I don't know anything about it. Let me tell you. There's nothing. There's nothing that will break a crush than going on a date with someone and then them not. Pursuing a second date.
Yes, absolutely.
Very true.
They're dead to you. I mean, they've truly died inside, and then that's it. And they're a ghost and a skeleton, and you don't need that.
Very true. I think the other part of the story that I find fascinating is that your dad Googled your date.
My dad...
He remembers.
Googled?
Yeah.
He remembers every... I shouldn't have said his name.
Well, I don't tell my mom the name because the only thing she's fishing for is if he's Jewish.
Yeah.
That's all she's fishing for. And I go, hey, mom, let me get a little further. And also...
Yeah.
I can't at this point. I'm not weeding anybody out.
I just think it's like sort of one thing where I never said the name until it was a name to say.
Right.
So
why
I love
are you
that,
saying a name?
No, I love that you said the name, but I also love that your father, who had no idea how to work Facebook, knew to Google him.
Yeah.
But did
That's
he Google
shocking.
Him on Facebook?
No, he Googled him because I said he was a comedian. So I'm sure my dad is. I mean, my dad's a big. If I tell him to watch anything, he'll watch it. He's my biggest fan. He
can I say something?
Gives my website out to people on the street constantly.
I love your father.
He would.
I love your father.
He's one of my best friends. He's one of my best friends.
He's one of my best friends at this point.
He's a real dummy on Facebook.
Yeah, but you know what?
Should we call him?
Cultural.
Should we call your father?
Would you like to call my
father? I would literally love to call your father.
I 100% would call my father.
I think we should. I just feel like he's a gem of a man.
How he felt about this situation.
How he feels about everything.
We can hear the other side.
Listen, there's two sides to every story. And both of them, you know, one of them is clearly right. But yes. The other one might be very upset about it. You know?
Do you edit this podcast?
Because
this could go any number of ways. I honestly have no idea.
If you don't want something in there.
Oh, yeah, then we don't keep it.
No, it'll be fine. Let's see.
We don't care. You know, there's no.
He will get a huge.
Oh, we'll cut things before they even
start.
There we go.
Can we hear it?
Oh, it is. It's very. It's very. It feels like it's being picked up.
Yeah, we're picking it up, baby.
He's gonna be very confused, I bet.
Oh, I hope he's not nervous that you're calling him midday.
Oh no, he'll love it.
Okay,
he'll love a midday.
My dad calls me 7 times a day.
Really?
I answer maybe 1.
That's so cute.
We're very close. Sometimes this is embarrassing. Sometimes I will ask my dad to, if I have to get up really early in the morning, I'll be like, could you call me? But then when he calls me.
Your call has been forwarded to an.
Should we leave him a message?
Yeah, let's leave a message.
Okay. What's his name?
His name is Bill.
Bill Parsons.
His name is Bill Parsons.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Dad, it's me. I'm live on this amazing podcast right now called Regretsville with my friends Jesse and Tracy, and they wanted me to call you. We're telling the story about when you posted a photo of a guy I went on a first date with on my Facebook.
Bill, we respect it, and I think you're a good father.
You sound like a wonderful
father. You're a good father.
That was their one comment after the whole story was, what a great story, but also, like, I love your father.
Yeah.
Love you,
Bill.
And then you knew how to Google just at all?
Props on the Google.
I think my parents are still using Bing.
Oh, they're on Bing for sure. So, Bill, if you hear this in the next 20, give us a ring back. If not, know that your daughter is crushing it, and you did a great job.
I will talk to you later, Dad. I have not listened to any of your 20 voicemails. Bye.
All right, so we actually had a fourth guest, and it's Bill.
And it's Bill.
Bill,
and you know
Bill
what?
Called me today. He goes, calls me. He goes, hey, your voicemail's full. Got to empty that out. I'm like, because of you. It's all you. Who leaves voicemails anymore?
My mom does, absolutely. And they're all about a minute 30.
Mm-hmm.
And normally the start of it is, well, I guess we'll never speak again. like always, she's given up at the beginning. I'm like, well, that's the positive attitude. And then whenever I get her, she's like, I can't believe we're speaking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mom, we always find a way to speak. I'm sorry.
It's just about coordinating schedules.
It's just about that sweet, sweet coordination, you know?
I love that.
Hard to find. I really love that. And I love your father for doing that. And, you know, it's really crazy to me because when you said it, it's so true. When you hear the words, I'm proud of you from a parent, mm-hmm. it actually is like, you go weak in the knees.
You go weak in the knees.
This is something, because we all seem like a little type A, like, pleasers.
Need mommy, need daddy,
It's like when you hear that, it's
love me.
This is what I've been working for my entire life.
I couldn't do anything. I would be terrified to do. The reason why I didn't do most things, like given to peer pressure, was I didn't want to make my parents not proud of me.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, I actually have to tell you that my dad would be proud of me if I was sitting in a hole in the mud.
Oh, yes.
The biggest proponent of anything I do.
Yes,
it's
I love
insane.
That.
It's
I love
insane.
That.
You so it's more, great, it's more, yes, it's more, he tells me he's proud of me and then he starts crying.
Oh, wow.
And then I cry because he's crying.
Yeah.
I can't see another person cry without crying.
Also, it's something about seeing my dad cry. My dad would, sometimes they would put on my bat mitzvah montage in the beginning of, like,
I love that.
Bat mitzvah
is that
videos.
Your phone, girl?
Is it ringing?
Oh my god!
Oh, he's ringing.
Him.
Okay,
it's
let's
him.
See.
It's him. Okay, hold on. Dad.
Despiser of the year.
Dad, did you get my message? I'm live on a podcast right now.
Yeah. Do you want me to sing?
Oh my god! Bill's a performer.
Not the old, but the new meal. River, not stream, but the river.
That was great.
Why not? That song 10 times as fast and backwards.
Yep. We know that song forwards and backwards.
We love that song.
Well, thank you. You really just made my day.
Oh, Dad.
I can't.
And your friends too. I love them too.
Well, that's very kind. That's very kind.
Do you want to say why I cry?
It's so sweet.
Bill, I gotta hear.
I'm
crying. Oh my God.
You want to say?
So cute.
I'm in the bathroom with the library. I'm looking in the mirror.
I can't. I really can't.
So when you say you're on a podcast, is this going out live?
Onto the internet, yes. So don't say anything embarrassing.
No. But Bill, I got to hear.
Are there any mermen there?
Wait. Oh no! Now we're getting too detailed. The photo had the guy. We're getting too detailed.
Bill,
we're getting
too detailed. Remember, it sunk you the first time. Abort, my friend. Yeah, abort.
Sounds fishy to me.
Oh God.
Well, you know what? He found it. My found brain is just trying. And he's going for it.
This is fun. We should do this all the time.
I don't know why we're not, Bill. You've got a very soothing voice.
Can he become just a part of the podcast? Oh, please.
Absolutely.
Call him from time to time.
Do you know that in the late 70s, all my friends in New York wanted me to move to New York, and they wanted to get me a talk show?
I remember that.
Like going up to the Bill Parsons show.
Something you should know about my dad is he has about 1,000,010 friends.
I'm not surprised.
Stories too.
And stories. Oh,
he took Blondie to a party once.
Deborah Harry, yes.
Oh my God.
You know what, Bill?
Bill.
That's a lot to hear.
We're gonna have a lot to hear. We might ask your dad to be our next guest.
Yeah, you gotta come down. But
I'll
Bill
be there in half an hour.
Bill, I also wanna hear all the reasons you're proud of Sarah.
Oh my God.
I really do.
Oh God.
Oh no. I'm gonna cry too.
Sarah is the only person I've ever known who has unfriended me on Facebook because I was too complimentary. I kept talking about how wonderful she was about 2 years ago. I told people all the time, they said, has anybody ever unfriended you? I said, yes, only my favorite person in the world.
Oh my God.
I friended you again.
I know you did. Mm-hmm. I love you.
I love you, too.
We love you.
Absolutely.
A bushel and a peck. A bushel
and a peck. And a hug around the neck.
A hug around the neck. And a barrel and a heap. A barrel and a heap. And I'm talking in my sleep about you.
Oh, my God.
Bill.
The cows and the chickens.
Oh, I didn't know the second verse.
I didn't know there was a second verse.
There who know guys and dolls. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Very cultured. Wow.
My dad. What did you play in Guys and Dolls?
Nicely Jones.
But didn't you turn down the role of the lead?
I turned down the second lead. Yes, Nathan Detroit, because I want Nicely Jonathan had the best songs.
Better songs.
Wow.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Anyway, well. So who do you think is listening to this podcast right now?
Hopefully a lot of people, because
it's
great.
Definitely my parents. So we've got yeah. You know, there's a good solid
a good
four.
Solid
yeah.
four.
Well, I want to tell your parents they did a great job raising you, even though I have no idea who
is he not just pie?
I've got the dad love for the day. I don't even need to speak to my own father at this point.
There's always the bird story.
What's the bird story?
No, we gotta go.
Bye, Bill.
I love you, Dad. I'm gonna hang up now before you destroy my social life. I love you.
Your father.
Oh yeah, you got a real father.
He's wonderful.
You actually have a father.
You got a father that's like a father of the fathers. He's like
I was like, I don't need to speak to my dad today. I got my father fixed.
He's got his flaws, but can I tell you?
Who doesn't?
He drove me. I lived, I want to say, like a mile from school. He drove me to school like every day of my life. We had a bus, but he just like liked to do it.
Where are you from?
Sure.
From Granby, Connecticut. Small town, Connecticut.
So not too far.
That's nice. Yeah. You can go home if you want. Drove you to school every day. That's
I'm like
beautiful.
Trying to picture. Is he also a ginger or no?
No. I am the only redhead in my family.
Wow.
All the men have red beards.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
My dad likes to say that the UPS man had red hair, which he did.
That's what they used to always say about me, too, and I fucking
hate
it.
I hate it. But I looked exactly like my father, so there's no really getting around it. I'm his.
Oh, man.
I loved that moment when we thought he was going to say something really sentimental, and I almost started to cry, and he said I defriended him.
You know what? I get why you defriended him, though. To be fair, from the earlier story, it tracks.
It tracks, yeah.
Very, very sweet.
It's got to be selective.
Oh, I love that call. That was great.
Me, too.
I'm so glad
good thinking.
That.
Good
yeah.
thinking.
Yeah.
This girl's an improviser. She's on her feet.
I really am. That's so uplifting. That's so fun. And, you know, you used to go to your friend's house in, like, high school or college, and you'd meet some of their parents, and it'd be like, oh, my God. You're, like, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver. Yeah. Like, you're the ones that are on TV. Mm-hmm. Like, you're the ones that...
Did you ever... I never felt that... I never thought my parents were that way. I was like...
No.
No, when they... And then I hear Bill over there.
Right. I mean, my...
I love my parents so much. Oh, right. God bless. But they're a lot. They're a lot. You're walking into a...
They all have stuff. Okay? They all got stuff.
No, just like, it's like a lot of Jewish stuff very quickly. A lot of Queens, but in your face.
My dad drove us to school when we were in elementary school. And then as soon as it became middle school and high school and it got early, my mom sent me off with a rolly backpack and a reflector vest and said, good luck.
I always forget about the reflector vest. I think that's worse.
That was the one. Well, that's because, okay, so I got the rolly backpack because I was like, Mom, it was a half mile walk to the
bus
stop.
Well, it's nice she doesn't want you to carry it. Oh, did you have to request it?
So I said, Mommy, my back hurts. Will you drive me? And she said, I got a better idea.
Yeah.
And she gave me a rolly backpack. And I was like, geez, Louise. And then I said, Mom, cars are going really fast in the morning. And, like, I'm scared. So then she bought me the reflector vest.
Did you live on a main road? Or was
it
like a neighborhood?
It was a cut through. So people did speed. But I told her that she just signaled bullies for me. And they really came flocking.
No, really? You had a reflector vest.
Was it too big for you? Was it like a men's?
A men's XL.
I really don't remember. And my favorite part is that it's like I could have just not worn it, but I then was like, I have to wear it.
Of course, yeah.
I have to wear my.
She wouldn't have known. But that's the thing about, like, you ever hear those like stories or the see on TV? Where it's like, oh, the girl went to school and whatever, and then she changed.
Yeah.
And she became like, you know, goth or punk or slutty or whatever. And I'm always like, I would never have done. I could never disobey my parents.
No.
Never.
See, my parents, you couldn't really disobey them. They were very like lenient. I went goth for about a year, and the neighbors were like, oh my god, and they were like, she'll be over it in 8 months.
Which is true.
I was allowed to like go to parties. Wow. I was allowed to have boys sleep over.
Was too, actually.
What?
And so I had boys sleep over. I want to say when I was like 14, I think I had like a boyfriend sleep over at my place.
Oh, that's
but because
early.
Of that, I never did drugs or had sex or anything because it just wasn't like exciting.
Yeah. I will say it's similar. Did you have, were they like the parents? My parents were not cool with like the drinking and stuff. I had boyfriends sleep over at like 18. I would say 17,
my mom
18.
Still would not, unless we're married. They if anyone brings a boyfriend girlfriend home, they sleep in a different bedroom.
Seems
and probably on a different floor.
That's great.
Maybe in a different house.
Like, and my mom's like, I'm sorry, I know it's old fashioned, but you can't do it.
It's just funny because like if you moved in together, it's like you fuck it. You know what I mean?
And my mom says,
in my house.
She's like, not no.
It was very much so they were allowed in the basement. They slept in the basement, and then until we were older.
Yes.
Otherwise they were
and
just
now they can the, now you could now.
Now yes. Yes. Now once after college, serious boyfriends were allowed in the bed.
Yeah, got it. That's
Yeah.
I had two. I think only no or maybe just Matt, but my college boyfriend might have been allowed in the bed. But it was like a big thing. But also I lived in a very small house in Queens. It's you know, there wasn't distance, you know. I also felt gross. I was like, I can't do too much with my parents
are here. I never felt that way.
I could, you know, there's so, I mean, listen, we, you know, cat's out of the cradle. We did a, you know,
I love it. Like, my dad will love the first half of this podcast.
The
and
second half. Yeah. The second half.
We did shift away from Bill
a
little
shift
bit.
From Bill. I don't know how it happened.
Stop listening, Dad.
I do love that. I mean, I have a question for you. This might lead into something else. Again,
great.
This is just me because I have not dated in the comedy community or just dated.
Sure,
well, what is it like? So if you gone on a date with somebody in the comedy community and they know, or like you go on a date in a small community, it's like, are you more weary after something like that? Like once you date one and then the one doesn't, do you know what I'm saying?
I
like,
do indeed.
Once you date one and then it's like, ugh, I don't know. Like, and I'm not just saying to talk about comedy. I'm saying in any type of small thing, I'm worried that I would be like,
yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, okay, why didn't he answer? And I see him and then.
Oh yeah.
Is that weird to say? I'm just trying to think of questions I have.
I feel less bad about seeing them again. That's not too big of a deal to me. I'm kind of
no one did anything wrong.
We went on no one did anything wrong. But the fact that like if then someone I'm interested in can like look back at the people I've dated, I don't like that so much.
Yeah, that's what I think is interesting.
Yeah.
It's like a timeline. It's a very clear timeline.
Like, that's private. Like, the people I've dated is private.
Yeah.
It's private and it's embarrassing.
Whatever.
Yeah, I can't. My rule of thumb is, like, there can't be two dysfunctional people in a relationship. And truly, if I'm in the comedy community, it's like, it's a guarantee. Oh, it's a guarantee.
That's very healthy of you.
I don't have it in my body.
So do you go for more, you go for non-creative people?
Or creative, and like, yeah. In or like, yeah. I just think I need somebody who is different and is a different type of creative and doesn't want to get a microphone or go on a stage or like anything like that. I don't want it.
What about a musician or an actor? Because it's not a comedian.
Actor, I'd rather kill myself. truly. Musician, I probably, honestly, that's not a lifestyle that I don't know why the hell that, how it would happen unless, with me, truly, yeah. unless he likes a girl with earplugs at a concert.
Yeah. Like, truly. You can do a low slow jam.
Listen, I could do a slow jam.
It doesn't need to be a rocker. Yeah. It doesn't have to be Metallica.
But I don't know. Musician, I guess I'm not 100% against, but I don't necessarily see it happening. Mm-hmm. You know? I like a guy in sales, ad sales, marketing, maybe a little, if he's an entrepreneur. I mean, he had me at hello.
Jesse just wants a guy with a WeWork. That's
all I want. I want a WeWork card.
Shout out to WeWork. That's where we record in a WeWork.
I go on dates with non-creative people and I just can't. I don't have the connection. It's strange.
Yeah, if they don't have a personality, it's definitely like, I mean, they could have a
interchangeable creative
but
and personality.
There are such like, there are very interesting people and a different type of interesting, which I find fascinating because I don't like to feel like I'm on all the time or we're doing bits or we're joking. I'm just like, I don't think I'm very jokey.
It is funny when you go on a date with someone and you realize this whole date has been a bit and they can't not do the
bit. The bit thing is a lot. The bit thing can be a lot.
I like a bit, but it should last a couple minutes tops.
And then when you keep going back to it, it's like, yeah, okay.
To be fair, my non-comedian friends, they do bits. Oh, yeah. They just know when bits end. Yeah. I mean, they're like, okay. They don't know they're doing bits either. Like, they get a little inside joke, like, remember? Yeah. Da, da, da. Then they'll say the thing and then the bit will be done. Yeah. And then we're on to the next. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They know what bits are. Like, it's just having a conversational skills.
I went to a festival with a comedy group and we sat down to dinner and the whole dinner, the hour-long dinner, became a bit. It was incredible. And then everyone was terrified to stop the bit.
Sure.
Because if 10 people are doing a bit.
Well, if it's been an hour, it's like, we got to go all night.
I guess this is just us now.
And then they don't know.
We're all doing Italian accents, yes? Okay.
Great. I can't be the one person and then wants to talk about the serious thing.
I know. Yeah, it's a lot. So I don't like to feel that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of non-creative, or like, have creative in terms of hobbies. Yeah. Plus, like, people can, I think we're just so used to an insular, but people can have very intellectual conversations that are very interesting at any job. You know what I mean?
Any job. You talk to a farmer. You talk to a doctor.
Farmer.
A lawyer.
You're walking down the street.
A milkman, for the love of God. As long as he's not knocking up mom.
Exactly. As long as, like, you know. And if he's still a milkman, that means he's probably a time traveler.
Yeah.
Time traveler in some weird startup in Brooklyn.
Entrepreneur.
He's an entrepreneur.
That's all I need. Truly.
That's what he wants, yeah. You want somebody, a little self-starter.
Nothing wrong with that.
I will
nothing
say all comedians, most comedians are self-starters.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. A nice comedian, a nice actor, a nice musician. I'm in.
Yeah.
I hate it, but I'm in.
The musician thing, when I was like in my early 20s, if someone picked up a guitar, I'd be like, give me, you know.
Oh, but
like,
now if someone picks up a guitar like during a party, can we talk about how awful that is?
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's turn down the music and let's whip out Wonderwall real quick. It's getting a little fun in here. and the attention is too focused on everyone.
Yes.
Wonderwall is the thing.
Let's slow it down. And I also find when somebody sings it that close and acoustic, I go, there's truly nowhere for me to look.
Yes.
Like, I truly cannot make eye contact with you.
Well,
and I can't watch your fingers too long.
No.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah. However, have you ever like one-on-one with someone
that's
you're interested
I'm
in sung to them?
A musician hookup who will
sing to each other.
Yeah. Oh, I've never sang back.
That's what I'm saying.
You have a voice. Like, you actually can keep it. I've heard you on your.
I can keep it.
You can keep it.
Keep that tune, baby.
You both can keep
it
too.
I don't love it.
I wonder if you really liked the guy and then he like wrote a song about you. Maybe that would be nice.
I just don't want it to feel, I don't like when it feels like performance-y at any aspect in a relationship. So I don't like when at some point a guitar it's like, wait a second.
It's like when you're opening up a gift. It's that pressure.
I don't like it. I don't like pressure and I don't like to feel like anybody's putting on any sort of like let me get my banjos. You're like, wait, why?
It's funny because I would think like you would like a large romantic gesture.
Mm.
But well, maybe not with singing.
Yeah.
Just no singing.
I don't know. I guess it's like I better be really far in at that point. And I'm probably going to, I don't know. I think I get too uncomfortable.
If you could see Jessie's face, she's pressure. Like, I can't.
Because a romantic gesture, that means I'm being looked at the entire time.
Mm,
yeah. And I have to be like, oh, like yeah. I can't do that.
Yeah. That's why I felt like at my bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, oh, I wouldn't want a big party. Because the pressure of just mm-hmm. being like, are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying it? Take a picture with your uncle. Are you enjoying it? And you're like, what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, you know, like that pressure of feeling on.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that feeling.
And what I think is worse is if you date someone creative and they're bad at their passion.
Oh.
Like they're a bad singer.
Yeah.
Or they're like a bad poet.
Yes.
Well, then there's
competitiveness.
And then you have to
pretend that it's good.
The amount of spoken word poets I've See, that are not good.
Doesn't that turn you
or
off?
Maybe there were actually some of them were really good, but it's still a thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If they're bad at it, then I generally don't. It won't continue. Like, because you have to respect the person.
You
that
have to respect.
Hooking
well,
up
to
with.
To be fair,
respect is the cornerstone
yes, right.
of sex.
Yeah.
To be fair, when you're hooking up with spoken word poets.
So really, not true.
It's not, yeah.
Well.
You know what leads to good sex? Respect and communication. Yeah. Said no one ever.
But actually, I think so.
I know. It's true deep down. But.
It, you know, but yeah. Also,
Oh,
how did we get here and how?
Let's all talk about sex.
talk about fucking. And
this has all just been a promo
yes,
for
yes,
fucking
yeah.
season two.
It's a
yes.
promo for yeah. her series. Check out fucking. Mm. I get that though. It's just, I don't know. I'm just thinking of all that. Now I'm just going through my head of all the guys I've hooked up with.
How else has it gone in the community? Like how have they?
I don't date a lot in the community.
Oh well, then there you go.
When I first started, I think I dabbled, but then you go to the parties at DCM, yeah. and I think at one point I was on the dance floor, and I was dancing, and I was looking.
She's dancing.
I wish you guys could see me right now because I'm really working it. I was dancing, and I was like looking down, and then when I looked up. There were other people in my dance circle. One I had dated, seriously. Yeah. One I had hooked up with, and one was someone I was trying to hook up with. And I was like, this can't happen.
Yeah. DCM.
I'm going to go, no.
Yeah. That's good that you had that moment, because I feel like sometimes at DCM, people were like, I will do anything. It's an improv festival.
Well, it's
just
with drinking.
So everyone
it's
knows.
Just with drinking.
Drinking at a lot of...
It's a big party that has
well,
some improv before
with
it.
With DCM, too, though, it's not even drinking. It's like, oh, but we're all, like, out till all hours of the night in this community and all in one space.
Yeah.
When you force people in... It was the same thing when I would go to poetry competitions. The national poetry competitions. It's like, oh, we're all in this one space.
Whenever someone's...
Drinking,
whenever you're sleep deprived.
Yes.
And also, like, confined, I'm always like, I'm very turned on. And I need to find someone to match with.
Are you like me in which people will go into a bar and it'll be packed and they'll be like, ugh. Like, I don't do this, but they'll be like, oh, it's like really packed in here. We should go to that other bar that's empty. I'm like, if we're going to a bar, I want it to be packed and sexy and like... there's
ooh,
no privacy
different.
When it's empty. Am I the only one that feels this way?
That's I have a problem with that because I don't like that. Makes me very anxious when I see that many people, and
okay.
I'm like, where are we gonna be? Like, and I
okay.
So I like to just be in a place where I can hear the person.
Got it.
Because essentially,
yeah.
if I can't
I mean,
hear you.
I like a place where I can shout into someone's ear and no one will hear.
Yeah. There is something sexy about that. There is something
a
sexy
shout?
About that.
I don't like
so
a shout.
Much,
I like a whisper.
There's so
like
much
a,
privacy in a packed party. There's
that's
no
interesting
privacy
that you say
in
that.
That.
Wow. I would think that is not true.
I mean, obviously you're not alone
maybe
because
you
the
think
parties
there's
are
privacy,
packed.
But everybody else is like, do you see those two making out the corner? Like, there's no privacy.
I mean, I think you're not alone. I think a lot of people love to go out to bars.
Listen,
feel packed,
you're not alone.
Social.
Know that. No okay. one here is alone.
Thank God, because I felt very alone.
No, I think just within this small group of witches, you might feel a little bit, yeah.
Oh, sorry, let me add my nail clippings to the cauldron quickly.
So it's like, I also just don't like where I feel suffocated. I can't get out. That's my biggest thing.
Yeah.
I don't like where I can't get out. But I understand, like, back in the day, if it was like, oh, we're hooking up, no one could hear us. This is turning into someone and no one knows. It feels like naughty, like they're watching the start.
Mm.
But that was when I was younger and less tired.
Yeah, and
to be honest.
I normally can't get out of the headspace of we're in a big group of people and I don't really want to make out here.
Oh, I don't mean, yeah, making out. I meant like just like...
See, here's flirting.
That's fine.
Here's
flirting.
Where we differ too. Yeah, like, I'm a big proponent of PDA.
Really?
Wow.
I can't both doing it and watching it. You know when people do you know when you're a sex republic? No, I wouldn't say public.
Yeah.
I would, well, what would you say?
Oh, like I've had sex in a car before or something. Yeah. Like that's not, oh, but yeah, I don't think okay. that's too insane. Yeah. No, I'm not one of those people that's like doing it on the dance floor. I don't know. We can all see you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean more like when I see an attractive couple on the subway making out, everyone's like, ugh, and I'm kind of like, all right.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous.
I like hearing a different, different side of things.
That's nice. Those two people have each other.
Yeah, I'm always like, why? 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 Why are you? Why?
I don't mind a peck. I just don't want to feel peck. Like I'm like, if you were at home, you'd be doing the same thing, but you'd be like, your hands in each other's pants. Like, that's what I don't want to feel.
No, I don't want to feel like I'm, I don't. I think,
well, one thing I will say is if they're doing it on the subway, then you reserve the right to stare directly at them.
That's very true. You do reserve the right.
I mean, 100%.
They won't like it, but I mean, you're.
But
you're
then go home.
It's truly crazy if they were like, please don't look. I'd be like, are you insane?
Go home. In fact, what I'm going to do from now on is if someone's making out on a train, I'm just going to very loudly be like, oh, fuck yeah.
Get it, girl.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, I think when I was younger and like partied more and and hooking up with people, I would care less about PDA. But now, especially like I have to close my blinds and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just
I do
too
think
close.
About that a lot, the blinds thing.
Oh, because, you know, New York City, it's like I could, there was a couple last week. I had been having my fan and my AC on because it was, you know, hot. And I turned it off and I literally heard a couple at 2 a.m. in the morning. It was literally, I was listening to a porn and my boyfriend goes, man, that's been happening like every night. And I was like, what? Because he will fall asleep on the couch. I didn't hear it. I had to turn the fan back on.
Yeah.
That's what I don't want. Like, I don't want people to hear
Could
me
you
like
see
that. I have no idea where they're coming from. I was too tired. I was in the bed. I just couldn't fall asleep.
I never know where sounds come from. I'm never good at like, it's coming from this way. I'm always normally wrong.
Yeah. It was definitely coming from an apartment building in my apartment.
Well, sure.
But the thing is, I could hear like my sense. Upstairs neighbors and my downstairs neighbors like sort of hear their muffled conversation. So when I'm having sex, I'm sort of like, okay, like it is what it is. But I can't like they're gonna hear something. I know a family lives under me, so God bless. I get a little whatever. But I don't love that. You know what I mean? So I'm not as loud as I maybe would be, but I can't. But I'm still like I'm in my home, but I still have to like close all the blinds. I've gotten more private and scared.
Oh, me too. I mean, in college, you're like making out next to your best friend. You're just like all in a line making out.
Exactly.
With you're like, this is a fun party. But
legit
then
like a line.
Yeah, you're like, it's like a line.
It's like
and
a grinding
rotate.
Line.
You
it's a game. It's like, here's the game. We're going to all make out in a line. Everyone's just like so horny. Yeah.
So like, but then you get older. Yeah. And I'm just like, ugh, I don't know. I don't like it. I think I'm more aware too. Like, I always think as a woman, like, the hairs on the back of my neck raise when someone is looking at me.
It's
still that instinct is still there.
Yes.
If I'm making out with someone. Yeah. So it takes me out of it because I'm like, who's around? What's happening?
I think also now with the predominance of phones, I really like a video, people videoing everybody. Like when I was in college, we didn't have that. You didn't do that.
That's true.
So now it's like, oh yeah, you could have like one night where you're drunk and you're making out with somebody and then someone's like, you're the next viral meme. And
there
I'm
was.
Like, truly kill me.
Yeah.
Truly. I like been like, oh, the blind's been open and I masturbated. Oh, my God. Yeah. And I literally like if I Google neighbor masturbating, will I pop up? You know what I mean?
I love that. And the entire internet neighbor masturbating is not one of the numerous porns of that title. It's a video of you that was taken
like
merely seconds ago.
That's what I always feel. That's why
as
it's
a million
like
hits.
Everyone's like a fucking reporter.
I know. Yeah.
You know, or a voyeur. I don't know. Anyway, I mean, I was just trying to. But like.
It is a lot. It's a lot to take in. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it is a lot. I can't like that's why I can't do all that stuff. It's like, ew, let's have sex on the couch. I can't. It's like, I have to be so.
I don't think it's bad because it's like I'm gonna be in my head. So
yeah,
this isn't good.
No,
like I'm just like nope. I won't be present.
Yeah, leave the TV on. Thank you.
I would say I'm an exhibitionist to the point that I know nothing's gonna happen. You know, some people are like, oh, I want to have sex in a place where someone might walk in.
Yeah,
I want to like have the idea that someone can walk in, but the door's actually locked.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's good. Yeah. True.
I'm listening to you. I'm a little like, ooh, I wish I was a little more But the time has passed and the ship has sailed.
I think you're...
I mean, good for you.
I don't think so at all. I think you're perfect just the way you are.
Oh, thank you so much.
I don't think anyone in this cauldron needs to change.
And, as for that, like, lady.
I mean, God bless. Let her get hers.
God bless.
It sounded very unreal.
That's what I was about to say is I've been... God, I hope my dad's not still listening.
Now's the time to turn back.
All of our dads, please shut off.
Yeah. I've been making a sincere effort to make less noise because I feel like I make noise because it's just something that I feel I have to do as the woman.
Absolutely.
Men get to be like as quiet as they want. This is being a little...
men normally are quiet as
well. It's a little gender normative or heteronormative, but at least for a man having sex with a woman, I honestly like... I just feel like I have to
perform. It's performing.
It takes your head out of it. Yeah. I feel like it's probably negatively affecting my experience. So I've been making an effort to.
I think so.
Especially if I sleep with someone for the first time, let's lay a foundation of like
totally
quiet sex.
There is so much that women have to do.
I'm not a loud person, is the thing. Like I wouldn't yell across a platform if you're on the other side. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to now just scream in my apartment. Right. Like that's not part of my DNA.
It's also like it's the first time, let's be serious. But also, I think
it's the first time I'm not going to give you reinforcement on negative
behavior.
Come
on. you got to earn it, bitch. But let's be serious. I also think it's a thing of like that is true that you're bringing this up in this sort of way that we are, you know, saying there are things that these two, whatever. But we're loud, I faked it once before, which an ex got very upset about, but like because I was 20 and didn't know and I felt bad. There's this feeling like we're reassuring, and a lot of times straight women in heterosexual relationships don't even come, so it's like, mm-hmm. I'm reassuring you, you're still coming, where, you know what I mean? Like I'm reassuring you, I'm doing it for you and I'm mm-hmm. sitting here just, what's happening? You know what I mean?
I'm starting to feel like the key to great sex is to just think about yourself way more.
I think it's also being vocal.
Obviously be a giving person, but being vocal, not saying screaming. What you want, those kind of things.
I mean, like,
but not focusing on performing and the noises you make and what does my body look like right now? And like,
that's a big one.
Yeah. No. I've been working on this stuff, guys.
No, I get it.
Well, it's you know, it's baby steps.
Let your quiet flag
baby
fly.
Steps.
Baby
is
flying.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say, like, your quiet flag flap. And I was like, let it all flap, baby.
Like the all saying goes, let your flag flap.
Is that the name of the episode? Let your flag flap?
I don't hate it.
We'll let them decide. We'll let the men decide.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as my dad singing can be the intro and outro music, I'm happy.
Oh, God.
Phil's going to be in it. He has to be.
So great. Oh, man. Well, Sarah, right?
I think so, right?
All right. Well, Sarah, this was a fun one.
This was really fun.
And your dad.
Such a pleasure.
And your dad.
My dad stole the show.
I think I love him. And I think he's great. And I think I feel very, I feel like happy that you are so lucky with a dad like
thank
that.
Thank you very much.
You know?
Wonderful. And listen, really? You know, because honestly, not to end on this note, but when if you listen to a lot of true crime or serial killer podcasts, the love they did not receive when they were young.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I feel comfortable you're not killing other people. And we weren't sure coming in.
Which isn't true. You could be fine. But that just was a little, you know.
Well, I'd love to meet your dad at some point.
We have to.
Maybe we have a phone call.
Yeah. Well, next time, we'll make sure. Except I see you.
We all call our dads at the same time.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening.
Yep. Go out there. Let your freak flag fly, or worse comes to worse, have regrets.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.